Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to stop by and say hello for an hour. I've got a friend of mine, Jennifer Yost, who is producing a 2.5-hour spirituality-based program called The One Gathering on August 30th, 2009, to be held at the Center House Theater in Seattle, Washington. And what she's doing is that it's a multi-sensory program based in Reiki. She's a master Reiki worker, and she's very capable. And it's about living oneness while being in a human dualistic world, which is what we've been focusing on for the last couple years. And I think she's quite capable of being able to do a fantastic job. The program will facilitate an energetic healing attunement on the crowd to expand consciousness and raise the attendees' energy vibrational frequency, which is what we do on this program, and it will be a peaceful vibration to be assured and to live more in harmony and compassion with each other. The way to reach her would be through theonegathering.com, and that'll give you a clearer understanding of what's going on. The featured guests are Jennifer Yost, who is a master Reiki worker, Matt Kahn and Julie Dittmar, Dean Evanson and Eileen Day. It's basically on a donation basis and from ticket sales. It would be gratefully appreciated if your radio show, which I'm doing tonight, would be able to say something about it, and that's what we're doing. If anybody needs to call in for a healing or anybody wants to have any information about what we do on this program, please don't hesitate to call me. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's worldwide. 1-530-876-3222 and 1-530-876-9916. I think what happened is that Jennifer might have been tied up and not being able to be on the show because I think the times got a little messy. We're about 3 hours difference in time, and hopefully, if she hears this program, she could come on, and we're more than happy to help her out and to give her a good send off. What we'll be discussing tonight, basically, is that energy itself, in its pure form, is love. It's basically a very, very high vibrational quality that we're using, and we're trying to get people to walk on a higher ground. We're trying to get people to understand that love is abound, and we need to use it as well as we possibly can. So what we're about tonight is really trying to help as many people as we can. There might be some phone calls in terms of healing, and that's what I am all about, is healing people and trying to do the best I can to put more love on the ground, on our planet, around the world. And that's what we need to do for everybody. Everybody needs to have a little bit of love in their heart. That's where God is found, in the heart. I think it's very important to realize that we have the ability to touch each other in a way of raising the quality of vibrational quality that can actually be felt around the world. And the more we tune into that, the more we tune into ourselves, the more we tune into our hearts and open up, the more that we can help people in a magnificent way. This is Steve Barish again. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. What happened?
I don't know. I never got the call. Maybe
okay.
I don't know what happened, but
I was telling everybody about the 2.5-hour spirituality-based program that you're putting on. So if you would like to add something to that and tell them what you do and tell them where you're located at and your phone number and everything, I think they would like to hear from you.
Sure, I'd love to do that. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today to just share this work that I'm doing here out here in Seattle. Basically, to give the listeners just a little background how this came about, this one gathering, I've been a counselor for the last 12 years and then a Reiki practitioner for the last 7 years. And work that I do individually with folks is great, but at the same time, I kept having the question come up for me is, how do I do this work? How do I reach more people at one time? And, so about 2 years ago, it finally came to me and how to attempt to do this. And so that's when the One Gathering was born. And, so basically our whole intention is to, let people who show up to it come in and, learn just how to navigate in this earth plane, in this dualistic world of right and wrong, but at the same time bringing the awareness of our higher selves that we're also 100% divine, with this 100% human side of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, the questions of, what am I doing here? What's this life all about? Those questions are explored in an entertaining format. And the reason why it's multisensory is just so we can try and be stimulating on a visual, auditorial, and energetic level. And the unique part of the program, as you mentioned, is the attunement that we do on the crowd. And that's where my Reiki background comes in, is that Reiki is just, for those of you that may not be familiar with it, it's a natural hands-on healing system that originated out of Japan. And it's, to describe it in a nutshell, it's like acupuncture without the needles. And it's just to bring forth healing. And so when somebody learns Reiki or takes a Reiki class, they receive what's called an attunement. And all an attunement is just, it means aligning with one. And and when you do that, it helps you become more clear in your vibrational frequency. It raises your vibration and helps you just to kind of be more aligned in your true path here on this earth, right? So when we do this on the crowd, it can be a lot more powerful effect created, because when you have lots of people gathered before you rather than just an individual, it can really expand that light work. It can raise your vibration even higher. And this attunement is offered to people. It's not forced upon them. And folks can receive whatever it is they need to receive, and it's always for the highest and best good. But the intention is for them to be able to release any blocks that are holding them back in their life and to raise their vibration to, like we said, a higher frequency of peace and joy and love, and to promote more compassion. And so they walk out of the One Gathering just feeling lighter and inspired and just more, having more compassion in their hearts. And the other intention with attunement, it's based around the heart chakra. So because I feel like as a people here, we are starting to become more conscious. We have this shift that's going on right now on Earth to a higher level of consciousness, which is, I think, why we're seeing things kind of getting shaken up right now. Because many of us spend the majority of our time up in our heads, And mm-hmm. nothing wrong with the good old brain and the mind. It serves as a tool. We need it for problem solving and for navigating in our daily lives. However, the heart chakra or your heart center is, I think, a lot of the time forgotten about. And mm-hmm. so in my work, it's really about helping people to remember and cultivate more of an awareness of their heart chakras. And
right.
if I can, for just a moment, invite some of your listeners to just participate in a quick experiment here with me with this concept. So for those of you who want to participate, go ahead and just close your eyes and take a few moments now to just kind of connect in with your breath. Take a few deep breaths in. And go ahead and bring your awareness into your heart center, into your chest. And you can use your breath as well, just to bring your breath into that space. And just notice what this is like, being in this place in your heart. And you can now just open your eyes and just take a few moments to notice what it feels like to be in this heart space. Okay. Now, for part two of the experiment, close your eyes again. And this time, go ahead and just move your awareness up into your head, into the space between your ears, the space behind your eyes. And if you like, you can bring some of your breath up into your head space. And now just notice what this space is like. And it may even feel pretty familiar, because like I said, I think a lot of us spend a lot of time up here in our head space. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And now just notice what this place coming from, this awareness is like in this space of your head, your mind. For me, they're very, I noticed quite a difference in them. And, you know, when we were in our heart space, and you can just kind of go back into that space with your breath or with your awareness or your intention, you know, you have to wonder what this world would be like if the majority of us spent the majority of our time coming from this heart space. Because the heart space is not rational. It has no judgment. It's up in our heads where we have, you know, right and wrong and judgment. And that's, I think, the key to, ending violence. If we can end the judgments, we will end violence. And, so this has become more of a practice for me, in my daily life to just continually remind myself to bring my awareness back into my heart chakra, back into the heart. And the way I do that is just by whenever I'm way off in thoughts, just to, oh, there's the awareness now, just come back into the heart. And so the one gathering, that's really what the core of it is about, is coming from the heart and giving people the tools and the awareness and how to do that. And so that's why I've also incorporated some of my featured guests, Matt Kahn and Julie Dentmar. They're spiritual teachers mm-hmm. and intuitive healers, and they mm-hmm. do some amazing, amazing work. And Eileen Day, she's a Reiki master and the director of the Reiki training program here in Seattle. It's, I believe, one of the only state licensed, state certified programs here in Washington State. Mm-hmm. And the music of Dean and Dudley Evanson. They've been doing sound healing for, I think about 30 years. And they have produced many CDs, and they're just wonderful healing vibrational music. So I bring in the live musicians to assist in the attunement process, which is probably about a 10-minute process. And mm-hmm. they just intuitively tune into the energy with their music to help in raising the vibration. And it's quite a fun ride, so to speak. And it's, yeah, so my grand vision, if I continue to do this work, I just kind of go as I go, and I, you know, don't know what I'm doing, I'm just doing it, is if at some point, you know, imagine doing this work in a stadium full of people.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
wonderful that would be, and just do it across the world, because I just really want to help in the process of shifting this consciousness that's happening right now to maybe a smoother transition, and just help folks kind of come up with the vibration in a fun, light kind of way. So that's kind of, what I'm working on here, and looking forward to.
It sounds like you're really doing a beautiful job. And it sounds like your friends are really in tune with what you're doing, and I think that's very commendable for you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I
just let spirit come through and guide me, and, you know, that's what leads me to making these relationships with the people involved in, you know, and I think just aligning ourselves with other people that resonate with the vision, yourself, you know, you reached out and had me on your show, and, that's, you know, what I think we're all trying to do in our own different, unique ways.
Yes. Yes. I think we have about 14 million people that are listening, and it goes around the world. So anything you can do that could help them is absolutely wonderful, and I commend you for that, because that's very powerful stuff. And it really does work. I know that Reiki works, and I know that it's wonderful, wonderful stuff. I know a lot of people that are Reiki masters here in the city of Rochester, and I can't talk highly enough of them. They do such beautiful work. And so I don't know you that well, Jennifer, but I know that you sound very sincere in your methods of getting a hold of the energy and doing what you can to make it grow, and I think that's so commendable to you and your friends. And
thank you.
Really,
and
wonderful.
I just love doing the work, and it's a total elation when I get to do the work, and it's just a strong calling I have and something I can't really ignore. So like I said, I'll keep putting it out there and keep doing it until the door closes, or until you know I'm guided to do something else. So, you know, that's just
what
I've
been,
how we go.
What I've been telling the people on the radio show here, the three things that I got in the beginning were: make no judgments, delete yourself from understanding, and try not to comprehend. And when you're dealing with spirituality, the most important thing to do is, of course, is not make any judgments. But the reason that we go into the heart is that God resides in the heart. Heaven resides in the heart. And it's the closest door that we have to heaven. And we've been talking about that for about the last year and 3 months. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. This is Kim in Louisiana.
Wonderful.
I missed
what can we
your
help you
guest
with
name.
Hello?
I missed
Hello?
Your guest's name.
Yes.
Oh, Jennifer
my guest name is Jennifer Yost, honey.
Hi, Jennifer. Good evening.
Hi.
I'm calling about the heart space thing. I did that. I'm a Reiki too, and I, as well, but I'm also just a Reiki too. And mm-hmm. when I did it, the back of my crown chakra, when I went into my head, the back of my crown chakra kind of shot open, and I could feel waves coming up kind of from the back of my, so I don't really live in my head, actually. I live in my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
it's just an experience to kind of just have the contrast between the head and the heart and what that's like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, guys.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so Jennifer, one question I have is there does seem to be some debate about whether or not you can send healing energy to someone if you don't have their higher self permission or if you don't have their ego self permission. And then I remember when I was kind of more in the Reiki community that there was like a feeling that at least in my area in Louisiana that the world was in such need of healing energy that the permission had been given that no matter what, you could send healing energy to anybody, whether they had given conscious consent or not, or even whether their higher self had consented to the to giving permission. Do you kind of feel that way?
Yes and no. I think I kind of operate under the sense of if I'm going to do some distance healing, again, it's an offering, and basis, I'll ask for permission, and usually, you get a sense of yes or no, it's okay to send. And if I'm unsure or questionable, I try to send it anyway, and, I can tell right away if the energy's not being accepted because I can feel it just come back to me or, I just kind of go by my sense at the moment I'm going to send the energy.
Gotcha.
But
well,
I do think.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, I do think, though, that the helpers on the other side, the higher light beings and angels, they are doing their best to assist us in the work that we're doing here on the earth plane and probably trying to open up any doors they can to allow our energy, our light to come forth. So,
actually, yeah. I agree with both. I agree with you. Okay, so the reason I called tonight, guys, is if you would, I'm going to ask if you would send some energy to my ex-husband. He was arrested on Thursday for molesting my son, who's 9.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I believe he's been doing it episodically since my son was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so disassociative that his lie detector test was inconclusive, meaning the machine couldn't tell whether he was telling the truth or lying.
Mm-hmm.
He actually would have been arrested earlier if the machine had said that he was indeed lying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have an expert witness who's gotten on to, who believes my son, even though he's special needs, who's gotten on board. But I was kind of hoping that if both of you could send some energy to my ex, that maybe that might help heal his dissociative thing a little bit so he could confess and tell the truth.
Yeah, it's already done, sweetheart.
Great.
The energy is already passed over. If you're connected to his heart at all, you should be able to see his heart energy opening up now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so that's what we're doing right now. I believe that he wants to be healed, and I believe that he wants to be as good as he possibly can be.
And you know what? That's kind of how I feel, too. I mean, people are telling me that he's never going to confess, that he's going to have to do jail time, that, there's hundreds of reasons that people do not ever confess this. They say, oh, I might have done it, but I forget. But I'm convinced, I'm looking for a miracle, because that's the greatest healing for my son, that he really loves my son. I'm convinced of that. And
Son is shut down right now.
Huh.
And the important thing is, would you mind if I opened up his heart?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Jennifer, you want to work with me, honey?
Sure.
Sure, let's open up his heart together, honey.
Okay.
That's it. Beautiful. His third eye is opening up also, so he's receiving a lot of energy right now. His hands are opening up. His feet are opening up. His energy is going down to the center of the earth as we speak right now. So he'll be a lot more grounded and a lot more open. The energy is flowing through the top of his head. So there's a lot going on that's well needed with him. Whether his father makes a move to tell him or doesn't tell him, what's happening right now is that he's moving to a much higher ground. And we're helping facilitate a lot of healing to your son right now. What you can do, would you do me a big favor?
Yes.
right behind you, honey, if you want to turn around 360 degrees or 180 degrees, there's pure white light that's coming down from heaven. It's about 4 feet in a cylindrical field. What I need you to do is just put your hand out there, and you'll feel that energy. So if you just move your hand about a foot, you'll be able to feel that energy. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
It should be a tremendous amount of energy. Can you feel that there?
Yes.
Okay, do me a favor. I want you slowly to walk into that energy field. That's
it. You can't really do it now
because
of the phone line.
Pardon?
I'm not on a portable phone.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. That's it. Can you feel that at your lower spine coming through the top of your head now?
It's still really strong on my hands.
Okay, that's fine. Walk a little bit further in. That's it, right there. Just stop right there.
Yeah, I feel it now.
Good.
Even I have to step back to talk to you. Yes, I felt it.
Good, honey. What I need you to do, I'm going to show you a technique that really, really might help you a lot. If you want to say, I breathe in the breath of God, just breathe in that energy because it's coming right from heaven.
I breathe in the breath of God.
The breath of God. Just breathe it right through. Very good, honey. You should be able to feel that going right through your body. How does that feel to you?
Wonderful.
Okay. What I need you to do, think of your son.
Yes.
Pass that energy over to your son. We're going to do that all together here. We're passing love through that, through your son. That's it. Good. Good. Terrific. What I need you to do, honey, is lighten up. I need you to lighten up.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Heavy
it's
duty
really,
for you. Yeah, just lighten
challenge.
Up, honey. Let yourself go. Let everything go. That's it. Good. Let go more, honey. That's it. Just take all that energy in that you possibly can. How does that feel to you, dear?
Really beautiful.
Good. Allow that energy to flow from you to your son. Try to make no judgments. Try not to comprehend what you're feeling. And delete yourself from understanding, honey. The most important thing is to, right now, is to delete yourself. Just allow that God energy to come through you and just go to your son. That's it. That'll heal both you and him. Let's pass
Thank
it to your
so
husband.
Much, Steve.
That's it. Jennifer, how does that feel, honey?
It feels, the energy feels a lot more, it just feels a lot better, lighter.
Yes.
And get the whole family here.
Right.
Yeah.
What we're doing is that we're grounding you. So what we need you to do is just relax, because what's happening for you is happening for your son and your husband. So we need that to allow itself to clear and to heal. That's good. You have a lot coming out of you, dear. Just allow that to come out of you. Because what's coming out of you is coming out of your son and coming out of your husband. So you're the mirror for all three of them. Yourself, your husband, and your son. That's it. you should feel a lot of tingling in your feet. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. The aura from your hands is about 4 feet long, from your hands all the way down to the ground, and I'm going to show you how that works, honey. What I need you to do is hold your hands straight out like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay? What I'm going to do, I'm going to press against your aura from here. Where are you calling from, dear?
Louisiana.
Okay, so you're about 1,500 miles from me. Can you feel that pressure on your hand right now? Can you feel the warmth?
Yes.
Good, honey. I want to explain something so you'll know. There's no ending to the aura, honey. The aura goes and comes from heaven. There's no such thing as an aura just a foot away from the body or 3 inches away. It comes right from heaven. So what we're doing is touching your aura. It's eternal. How does that feel to you now?
Really beautiful.
Good, honey. Good. Allow yourself to be. Jennifer, is there anything you can add, honey?
I'm just bringing in some light, real light blue healing light energy.
Beautiful.
Kind of cleanser aura.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How does that energy feel to you, dear?
Really beautiful.
Good. Whatever you're receiving is going to your husband and your son. They're clearing very quickly. We need to send love to everybody, even to your husband, honey. Everybody needs to be healed.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we work. It's just not to you or your son. We need to heal everybody.
Absolutely.
And I really, truly believe that, and I believe Jennifer believes that also. But I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. How does that feel to you, dear? You should be a lot clearer. You should be more grounded. Your mind should be very focused. Can you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. It's really
much
beautiful.
Clearer?
Yeah.
Okay, would you do me a favor? Do you have any plants in the house? Do you have anything? Or is it, do you still have sunlight outside?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you walk over to a window? I think you'll see colors a lot brighter.
Yes.
Good. Good. What you're doing is that you're receiving a tremendous amount of energy at a higher level, at a higher frequency level. And that's what's going on. That's why you're seeing things clear. There's a tree outside to the right side of you. Can you see it?
Yes.
Would you do me a big favor? After you leave the air, the tree wants you to hug it.
I will.
Okay, could you do that?
I will.
Wonderful.
Thank
I'm glad you,
so you much,
called.
Steve.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Have a blessed evening. Hey, Steve, I will, I most sincerely believe that the greatest amount of healing for my son will occur if my husband eventually tells the truth. Now, I also know that there could have been a tremendous amount of soul healing tonight without
yes.
my husband ever telling
right.
the truth.
Right.
However, I'm still expecting my miracle. And so I will let you know what happens.
Absolutely.
I've been a big fan and listened to you for a couple of years, and so I promise you I'll let you know what happens.
Well, that's so wonderful. The one thing that I've learned over the years is tremendous humility, and to be able to walk with everybody and to be able to help them as much as we possibly can. That's what it's all about.
Right. And judgment is not, right, our friend. It just gets in the way. Absolutely. I totally
well,
believe
we,
that.
Well, we can't make judgments because only God can judge.
That's right.
you know, and I try to keep my mind open and allow myself to heal everybody with love, because it's not fair to love one and not the other.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Steve.
You know, and Jennifer and I wish you the best, honey.
Thank you
so
much.
Is there anything you can add, Jen?
No, it's blessings.
Yeah, thank you. Have a
blessed evening. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Bye. Take care. God bless, honey.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. So, Jennifer, I'm glad that you could come on the air.
Yeah, that was wonderful to be part of that.
Oh, hang on. Somebody else is here. Hello? Hello? Now, somebody was on the air, but I don't know what happened. Maybe they got disconnected.
That would go in the radio world.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. And,
yeah,
I hope everything goes really well on August 30th. I certainly would like to get to meet you. Your energy is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same about your energy.
Well, thank you so much. And keep in touch with me, would you?
Yeah, I would love to. And I think it's wonderful the work you're doing here on your program, because you are reaching lots and lots of people. So, but yeah, if anyone out there is interested in learning more about The One Gathering, you can certainly visit the website, theonegathering.com. And
is there a number you can be reached at, honey?
Yeah, my phone number, 206-284-2411. 206.
Hang on, somebody's calling in, honey. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi to you both. I was listening to the last call, and I thought I would call. It's the same subject in a way. I am struggling I'm really trying to grow, and I keep finding that I am gripped with fear and grief, along with depression and anxiety. And I've been told a number of times that there's a history of molestation, and I just can't seem to let go of it. I don't know how. I don't have strong memories. I would love some help.
The memory is not as important as opening your heart. Can you feel that opening now, dear?
I think so, yes.
Good, honey. Allow yourself to open. Your third eye is opening now. What I would like you to do, honey, is breathe in the breath of God. Just say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Just breathe it in. You've got a lot of black coming out of you. Just let that come out. You don't even need to look at it, honey. Just delete yourself from understanding and just let it come out, honey.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Just let it come out. You're doing great, honey. Allow that darkness to leave. You're doing really, really great. There's a lot of black coming out. But it's starting to clear. Just allow it to come. You're doing great there. Okay, there's a lot of light. Can you see the light going into your body now?
I'm going to
try. Or can you feel it going into your body?
I think so.
Good, honey. When you get clearer, have you gone to therapy before?
Oh, I'm in therapy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Steve. My therapist didn't think that I would remember, and I understand that that isn't important.
That's right. That's right, honey. What's important is your health, and what's important is just letting go.
And that I seem to need help with. I know, well, thank you, what you've been doing, Steve. It's exactly what I've been hoping for my heart to open up.
What you need to do, sweetheart, is this. You need to allow yourself to let go. Just let go and allow yourself to love yourself.
Okay.
That's it. Just let things open up. All your chakras are opening. I'm about 4 feet above your head, and I'm looking down. The only one that's not open right now is your first chakra, which is your private parts, and that'll be opening right now. You should be able to feel that energy even more clear. Can you feel that?
Yes, I actually felt it when you started working on me right away.
Good, honey. Good. Jennifer, do you have anything to add, honey?
I'm just kind of working on her solar plexus chakra and her second chakra.
Good.
Gosh, I would love to be free of the fear.
Doing a good job tonight, honey. You're really, really opening up.
Well, bless you both.
It's really, really good to see you open up like this, honey. It feels really, really special. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
In front of you, there's a special light. It's about 4 feet wide. It's coming right down from heaven. It's pure white light. Can you walk about a foot? Just put your hand in it first. You should be able to feel that energy surrounding your hand. That's it. How does that feel?
I can feel it.
Good, honey. I want you to walk into it, dear. That's it. Good. Just relax in it. Your lungs are being cleared. Your kidneys are being cleared. Everything is letting go. That's it. How does that feel to you, Jeff?
I was just thinking, I'm almost 56. If this helps, I will be free for the first time in my life.
Well, it seems to be freeing you of an awful lot right now. You should be able to feel your energy opening up all through your body. It should be almost a feeling of nirvana. Can you feel that?
My skin feels hot.
Yes.
And it seems like it got really quiet outside.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
It's not from me, honey. It's from heaven. I have nothing to do with it. It's all coming from heaven, honey. I'm just a conduit. That's all I am.
That's a big thing.
Boy, are you clear. How does that feel, Jennifer?
Much more clear than we first started working on it.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I'm
from both of us, we love you.
I'm so grateful.
We want you to be better, honey.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you both.
Absolutely.
I'm
you take
so
care
grateful.
Of yourself. Call me anytime or give Jennifer a call if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye. Jennifer, thank you so much for staying on the program this long. That's wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful to do the work.
Here's another one. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Yeah. Jennifer, thank you so much, honey. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. You take care of yourself, dear.
Hey, you too. Blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. So anyhow, that was wonderful. Jennifer's got wonderful, wonderful energy, and she's runs as fast as we can. Is there anybody else out there that wants to speak? Please come on, and we'll talk to you. We have about 6 more minutes, 7 more minutes, and we'll have to say goodbye. Jennifer is wonderful, so. If you need to get in touch with her, it's 206-284-2411, and she's in Washington State, and it sounds like she's a wonderful human being with a tremendous amount of energy, and I think that anybody out there should really contact her and work with her. She's absolutely wonderful. We have approximately 13 minutes left. We can talk for about 6 minutes, and then we'll have to cancel out for the evening. What we've been doing is healing people, Jennifer and I, and it's wonderful to work with people that are truly blessed and want to help as much as we possibly can. So, again, it's wonderful working with Jennifer, and hopefully everything will go well with her program. She sounds like she's really in touch with everything that she needs to be in touch with. Try to remember that all this is coming from heaven, and we're trying to do the best we can to help you as much as we possibly can in the short period of time that we have here. So if you want to feel grounded, if you want to feel yourself clear and your mind clear. Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How you doing, dear?
Hi, much better, much better.
I'm so happy.
I just really want to thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
The inner corner of my eye is pink today. It's not red at all today. So
right.
That's a big difference.
Yes. We've been sending you a lot of lovely energy ever since you called today.
I want to just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're quite welcome, honey. You're quite welcome. I'm so glad that you're feeling better. Your heart's even opening more today. You have a wonderful aura about you, and it feels just wonderful. Really, really feels good, honey.
I think with my eye healing, it kind of opened up the way I'm thinking, too.
Yes.
Today I feel very different.
Wonderful, honey. Wonderful. That's what it's all about. Your energy feels...
You're an angel.
Oh,
thank
you so much. Thank you so much. You have some wonderful energy about you, and there's a lot of angels around you. So you're being healed tremendously, and it feels really, really good, honey. Feels really, really good. Thank you so much for calling, honey. You're being healed again this evening, so you have some darkness coming out of you, which is it's coming out now. Just let it go. You're doing fine, honey. You're doing fine. You're opening up more. How does that feel to you, dear?
I just feel really relaxed.
That's good, honey. That's really good.
Hearing a lot.
Yeah. It's really, really good that you're feeling that way. That's wonderful. Yeah, you feel so much better. You feel so much more relaxed and healed. You're being centered even more, which is beautiful to see. You feel like you're a lot more grounded this evening, honey. How does that feel to you?
I feel like I have a focus.
Good.
I felt like I was floundering, I think, for a long while, and I really didn't have any focus or passion.
Mm-hmm. You feel much more grounded.
Yes.
Much more grounded, much more open.
It's so much
stronger. It feels wonderful.
Yes.
I've got to sign off, honey. We're just about out of time here. So thank you so much for calling. That energy will last you for a lot of more days, honey. You're doing great, honey. I need to go, so God bless you, and give us a call sometime.
I will.
Thank you, dear. Well, this is Steve Barish. We have about 3 more minutes. I just wanted to thank Jenna for calling and all the wonderful work that she did tonight. And I know that she's going to make it really big one of these days. She's really great at what she does, and it sounds like a lot of her friends are going to be really helping her out and also growing at the same time. We're all growing, and we're all learning, and we're trying to do the best we can to help everybody. And I think it's really important to realize that there's a lot of wonderful healers out there. There's a lot of wonderful people that are willing to help. So, again, let me give Jennifer's phone number out in Washington State. It's 206-284-2411. I just wanted to thank her so much. She is a Reiki master, and she's also a therapist. And I think it's really wonderful that we're blessed on the planet with somebody that can help so much. And so it's really, really great. I think we have about two more minutes, actually one more minute, and I just wanted to thank Dr. Fred Bell, Mikkel, and some other folks at Paradigm, and anybody out there that has truly been blessed and loved by the energy tonight, or if you're just taking in that energy, please enjoy it. It's from heaven, and we mean love, harmony, and compassion. Be well, God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.